South Carolina, there stands a lighthouse of Christian testimony, beaconing forth the light of salvation to a world lost on the sea of sin and despair. Bob Jones University, the Fortress of Faith.
It may be that I shall die here. I shall keep a journal of events. My name is Chiang Kai-shek. Recently, word came to me.
Impossible!
No, sir. It is true. The Northeastern Army has been infected by the communists. They have instigated a rebellion at Tung Pai.
I will go there immediately.
But Generalissimo...
I am their commander. I am responsible for them. When I arrived, I was quartered in a small compound. The captain of my personal guard came to me.
Generalissimo, the garrison troops are rebelling.
What?
The northern units, they are coming here. The garrison troops are out of hand. Please, sir, your life is in danger. Come, Generalissimo. Up the mountain in back of your headquarters. I will go with you.
No.
They'll come away. Just until the troops come to their senses.
Very well.
We will have to scale the wall, sir.
All right. But I cannot see what is on the other side.
We will have to chance it, sir. I will jump first. Be careful, sir. There are covers. Generalissimo, are you hurt?
I am afraid the warning came too late. I will have to have help to walk.
Just a little farther. Some of our men are in that little temple.
Halt! Who goes there?
It is the Generalissimo. He is injured. We need help. Help us get to the temple.
Wait. Wait a moment. We must rest. I will rest here in the temple.
What shall we do, sir?
I believe the mutiny is local. If it were our whole Northeastern Army, our headquarters would have been cut off. We will have to go up the mountain.
There is no path. Are you well enough to try to scale the cliff?
I have no choice. Come.
We are surrounded, Generalissimo. Soldiers ahead.
I was wrong. It is not local mutiny. I am going back to my headquarters.
But, sir, it is dangerous.
There is more at stake here than my life. It is the communists have incited the whole of the northern troops. I cannot run.
But they will kill you.
Perhaps not. These men have been officers of mine for years. Perhaps I can talk them out of this rebellion. We will go back. It is the right thing to do. I cannot go any further. I will have to rest here.
There is a cave.
Good.
There are soldiers searching for you. Stay hidden.
You. Who are you?
My name is So Pei Hai.
He's not one of us. Kill him.
No. Do not do that. I am your commander. If you regard me as your prisoner, kill me.
Come. We will take you back to our headquarters.
My headquarters were in ruins. My men dead. The leaders of the troops in mutiny was a young officer whose life I had once saved, whose career I had fostered.
Generalissimo, I trust you are feeling better. The automobile is ready. You will go to Xi'an.
As your prisoner?
I am asking you as personal favor.
Hold your tongue. If you want to kill me, why wait until Xi'an?
If you accept my suggestions, I have list of 8 items here. If you'll agree to them, your life will be spared.
What are you? My subordinate or my enemy?
You know my motive.
To overthrow the nationalist government. And what do you intend doing with me?
There are many possibilities. I could force you to agree by torture. I could have you executed. Or I could turn you over to the People's Court. That would mean great indignities for a man of your position. I could give you to the people.
And the people you have whipped into a frenzy by your communistic lies would kill me.
Then I shall be successful. I will rally the other armies behind me and overthrow nationalist government.
I am recording in my diary, to my regret, that I have done great injury to my country. I trusted others too much. I trusted Sheng Shui Liang. I neglected to take precautions and place myself in jeopardy. But I find strength in my Bible. It is my meat, my food, my courage, my strength. As I record these dreary days in my diary, I realize that more and more I must count on sheer force of will and personality in my battle of wits against this revolutionary leader. And I trust in spiritual strength.
I have list. All you need do is sign them, and you'll be free. Remember the indignities and tortures you will suffer at the hands of the people. It is so simple, so easy.
You have made captive of my body, but you can never break my will.
You treat me like errant schoolboy.
You are a traitor.
I admire you. You have high character. But there is one defect. Your thinking is too old.
The books I read are certainly old. My Bible is old. But if you consider Karl Marx Das Kapital new, you are wrong. I read it long ago. The last days have been days of discouragement. Today, the pain is so acute, I can barely sit up. I have been searching scriptures today. I came upon a strange verse in Jeremiah. Translated in Chinese, it said, Jehovah will do a new thing. He will make a woman protect a man. Strange. Strange. Thinking upon that verse, I fell asleep. I was awakened by a soft voice.
Are you awake, my husband?
My Ling! I sent word you were not to come here.
I received no word. We were not hindered. Why did you not wish me to come?
They will use you, threaten harm to you, to make me comply to their wishes. They will use us against our country.
Hush. You must not get excited. Lie back down. I'll sit here and hold your hand. I had to come to live with you or die with you as the Lord decrees.
You are courageous and wise and kind. I cannot bear to think of your life sacrificed in this place.
Oh, my dear, we have always been of one heart and one mind since you accepted Christ.
I read this very morning in Jeremiah, the Lord will do a new thing. He will make a woman protect a man.
My dear, I know you. You must not do anything you think wrong. I trust you, and I've come to share the danger with you. I wish you to derive happiness from that. My husband is ill. I left him sleeping. He does not know I am here. I came to you because I believe I was led by a verse in the Bible to speak to you. I have a plane and a pilot on the airstrip. I am going to take my husband, and we are going to fly to Nanking. The only way that you can stop us is to kill us.
I am a soldier.
I came here to be with my husband, and I shall not live without him. I would remind you that he is the Generalissimo. I would remind you that you owe your very life to him. And I would remind you that I am here, I believe, through the leading of God. I would remind you of these things.
Madam Chang, as I said, I am soldier, but not butcher.
Where are we going?
We're flying to Nanking. I am going to see that you get there safely.
I do not understand.
Madam Chang reminded me of some things.
The verse. This strange verse. A woman shall protect a man.
After his release, the Generalissimo wrote the following letter to a group that had been praying for him.
I have been a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ for past 10 years, and during this period I have persistently kept my daily devotion with Bible reading and prayer. When I was kidnapped in Xi'an, I asked my captors to procure a Bible for me. Never before were words of God more precious. I meditated on marvelous redeeming love of Jesus with the Word of God and memory of Dr. Sun Yat-sin's miraculous delivery. I was delivered from Valley of Despondence to very mountaintop. I believe I was miraculously delivered by the living God, and ask my countrymen to grasp this believing faith and my Christian countrymen to remain firm in the faith.
Listen again next week for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.